Welcome to Natalia Benson, the podcast. I'm an astrologer, women's empowerment coach, and modern mystic living in Los Angeles. My podcast is here to inspire, encourage, and remind you that everything and anything is possible. I love sharing with you the tools that have healed, transformed, and up-leveled my life, everything from astrology to magical money, life purpose tools, mindset shifts, and pragmatic mysticism. Thank you so much for being with me, and I look forward to seeing you in the show. Hi, beauties. Happy day to you, my angel. I want you to take your right hand and wrap it around yourself, and then take your left hand and then wrap it around yourself and give yourself a huge hug. And kiss yourself. That's always the best. Okay, hi, beauties. Wow, so I'm just really getting you ready for the most magnificently angelic energy ever with Chef Serena Poon. So she, this space that we created during our interview is, I was just enthralled. Like, she is such a deeply successful woman in Los Angeles. She's a renowned celebrity chef. I'll tell you guys a little bit about her bio just to give you some background. But the thing about Serena is that she has this presence. Like, she is so kind. She is kind, and she has a humility to her that is so beautiful. And I just really, really deeply respect people where, regardless of what they've done or who they've worked with or whatever, they don't lead with that. They lead with their heart. And Serena is one of those souls. Like, she, you guys will hear us talk about this, but she and I have the same birthday. We're both born on April 17th. We are born on the day of Sirius purpose. And from the moment I met her, I knew, I was like, wow, she was so striking and captivating and just very, just one, she's a wonderful woman, and we have had a very synchronistic friendship. I feel like I've been bringing you guys a lot of, you know, we had Dr. Stephen Cabral on. We now have beautiful Chef Serena Poon. We are soon to have my health coach, Dr. Michelle, on, who's a naturopath. I've been feeling extremely called. Like, I feel like health and wellness, nutrition, it's just a given. But then I realized that for so many of us, it's can be a very complicated relationship. And so, but really it is the foundation for everything. And I love how deeply Serena goes. She really takes us through like something that she practices and has coined culinary alchemy, and really not just looking at food as food, but also the energetics behind food and having intentionality in all that you do. And I feel like after I recorded this interview with her, I just felt so peaceful because it reminded me of how much power and deep soulful energy is within everything if we choose to see it that way. All right, I want to tell you a little bit about Chef Serena Poon before we get started. So she is a certified nutritionist and Reiki master. So we talk about culinary alchemy and Reiki energy, and we go really, really deep on crystals. So Serena has made it her mission to promote further education around mindful combination of food, nutrition, and healing intuition through her unique culinary alchemy programs. A leading chef to Hollywood stars, Serena sets herself apart in an industry with her genuine passion for curating intentional wellness and intentional healing and wellness programs designed to help people achieve optimal, sustainable health. integrating energetic techniques with guidance and education on food nutrition, how food affects our bodies on a physiological level, and how it affects the emotional body. Serena's goal is to support the holistic well-being of her clients. Her motivation for concentrating on intuitive and functional food healing began long before she created contemporary meals, menus, and nutritional plans for the likes of Jerry Bruckheimer, Sean P. Diddy Combs, Kerry Washington, and other high-profile clientele. Serena's driven devotion of focusing on the whole body, mind, and soul wellness is inspired by the profound effect cancer had on her family, with both her mother and her father diagnosed within 2 years of one another. Recognizing the immense impact food has on the mind, body, and spirit, Serena welcomed a new path in her life and began her career as a nutritionist and chef with degrees from UC Berkeley and the esteemed Le Cordon Bleu. She was also the head chef at the Playboy Mansion. I love her so much. I wanted to read that because, you know, this interview, like, again, that energy where I say about that humility and leading with the heart, like, in our conversation today, it's really just information, such usable, powerful information for you. And she's really speaking straight to you. But I wanted to just give you guys some background on her career, and her story is so powerful. At the end, we talk about, you know, just how you can get started. Like, if you have a dream, I mean, Serena was planning to be, actually, I'm not going to give it away. Let's just say she had a huge career turn, like a massive 180, kind of like how when the universe guides our path, maybe when we're not even paying attention. And I'm going to let her explain it in her own words, but I've never read anyone's bio in an intro before, but her bio is so, every time that I've read it, I've actually been on Serena's show before. And so when I was reading up more deeply about her career, I was just so blown away, and just, she's just such a lovely soul, such a deeply empathic, gentle person. And I know that you're going to get so much out of this. So before we begin, just letting you babes know, if you have applied or you are interested in Power Babe Mastermind, applications close tomorrow. So wild that applications close tomorrow, and we will be getting started in June. If you have applied or been interested in Jupiter Club, applications close tomorrow, and then we also get started in June. So you guys will hear more about those offerings in the interview. I just have two ads in here for you. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I really have done my best to make the ads really concise. I got some feedback from a couple people like, hey, Natalia, we love your voice, but could you make your ads shorter? And I was like, absolutely, because, you know, I speak from my heart, and anything that I do in my business or my work or anything that I share with you is so from my soul. And so sometimes the soul doesn't realize that ad spots should be like 1 to 2 minutes. So thank you guys for just continually growing with me and just being so loving and patient and really giving me constructive feedback, not being critical, just like really understanding that we grow together. And so my prayer is that as you step into your work and your power, or you put yourself out there, that others seek to grow and evolve with you, just as you all do with me. It means everything to me. I love you. Enjoy this episode with the magnificent Chef Serena Poon. I'll see you soon.
You. I love you.
I love you so much. Hi, Angel.
Hi.
I love you. Your voice just makes me feel peaceful.
I love you. I'm so happy to be here sharing this space with you. Like, it makes me so happy.
Thank you for coming on and sharing your time with us. And babe, so let's just like get right into it. Well, first and foremost, I think we should just talk about very quickly how we met, because it was really special.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about it. I loved it.
Well, we were at everyone's favorite place in the entire universe, Erewhon. And if you live in LA, then perhaps, I don't know, is that your favorite place? It's my favorite place.
Oh, it's my favorite place. And now that we're like at home, they come to my house every day.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That's the one thing I deeply miss about being in LA. I miss Erewhon, but anyhow, having a reminiscent moment, but I just remember it was at like a little beautiful little women's wellness event. And, you were talking to Janae, and then somehow I felt like I should ask you your birthday. Like we like were talking, and because you said you were an Aries, and I was, and I just in my heart, I was like, she and I have the same birthday. Like I like knew. And then lo and behold, that was like our connection moment. It was, we realized we were born on the same day.
Yes, you totally knew. Like, I remember what I told you, and you just, and like, you knew, you already knew. Like
when I could feel it. It was so beautiful. And just your presence is just so incredible. And all the synchronicities that have kind of like kept us like woven together is just so powerful. That just reminds you how, when someone's meant to be in your life, they're there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's so true. Like, you know, you don't have to engage with them every single day. You don't have to, but you're always connected. And because you're always connected, you are actually always engaged. Like mm-hmm. I feel your energy all the time. And I think, and I hope you feel mine. And it's just like, I can just think of you and send you love. And like, I know it's
exactly. And that is exactly how I feel. And to me, that's like true friendship also, is just like that connection, even when like you don't always have the time, or you're, you know, and both of us as Aries, as April 17th Aries at that, we are like, our day in the birthday book is the day of serious purpose. So we are just on a mission and we're both extremely busy, which I am excited to introduce you to my audience. I'm sure many of them already know who you are and just hear more about your story, but you really are like a woman on a mission. So babe, can you tell us like a little bit about yourself, how you started in the world of, you know, being a celebrity chef, Reiki master, could we say it safely say holistic nutritionist, because you teach culinary alchemy, like tell us all of the things about your magic.
Yeah, no, I'm so honored to be able to share that with your audience. And, you know, thank you again for, you know, putting this together. And it's really, I'm just so happy to be here. Mm-hmm. So I got started actually, you know, I went to school, I went to college, you know, studying nutrition just because I love food and, you know, I love knowing all about it. But really, I was also studying to be a lawyer because, you know, I'm like Chinese American, I'm supposed to be the first lawyer in the family. So, you know, poli-sci was my primary major. And during my senior year, my dad got sick and he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And so that just shifted my world. I mean, it turns your world upside down, right? And at that time, I started to really kind of dive in into like, what are different herbs and different, you know, different other things we can do to kind of help him, because he was obviously doing traditional medicine, allopathic medicine with chemotherapy and radiation, but he was also doing Chinese medicine and drinking these teas, you know, that our relatives sent us from like Hong Kong and China. And, you know, it obviously wasn't really helping. And so, and we also know about the different side effects that can happen from illness and also from the medicine that we give people for those illnesses, and they feel bad. So I was looking at these different things, and that's kind of when I first dived into that and looking at how, you know, we can give him things to eat that would give him basic nutrition, because he was so limited to what he could eat. Everything kind of made him feel bad. So after about a little over a year and 3 months, we lost our dad to cancer, and 2 months later, our mom was diagnosed with cancer, and they're both in their 40s at the time. So, oh my gosh, you know, it was such a crazy time. And, you know, now when I look back, I see how every little thing added up to where I am now. In those first steps, that was when I was like, no, there's got to be other ways. You know, food is at its core, like love and comfort, and it's also healing. So there's got to be more that we can do. There's got to be more that I can help and share and teach other people so that they don't have to experience this type of suffering, this type of heartbreak. And so I decided to go to culinary school instead of law school to study the culinary arts, to see how I could use food and what I know about food and nutrition and how we can use this to help heal people and to help and to at least help navigate, you know, people's journeys as they go through different illnesses and ailments. And so that was really how it first began. And in that time, you know, I wasn't yet connecting with, you know, our emotional body and our energetic body, our spiritual body, and how much that plays into what shows up in our physical body. You know, how much stress and, you know, a lot of mental symptoms, like, you know, not just stress, but fear, frustration, you know, anxiety, sadness, how that all can manifest into our body. And so, you know, that from that point, you know, I also started this journey of just kind of understanding the self, a journey into healing. And that led me into studying with different healers and masters. And then eventually I, you know, studied Reiki and became a Reiki master. So what culinary alchemy has become, I'm leaving out a really big chunk of the journey, which I definitely should put in, which is what happened to myself physically, you know, as a result of those imbalances. You know, when that happened with my parents, it was sort of like, okay, so my mission in life is to just make sure that everybody that I love and care about is happy and healthy. I mean, it's a great mission, but that left me out of it. So I was sacrificing, you know, and it felt like a good sacrifice, you know, it felt like the right thing to do. It didn't matter if I got enough sleep or I took them, as long as grandma and my mom, or my sister, whoever I loved was okay. It was worth it. It was okay. And that was my mentality. So what ended up happening was I started to, you know, manifest different ailments within myself, you know, and I created so much inflammation within my own body, you know, that I ended up having to have surgery to remove, you know, damaged tissue and things that had gone wrong in myself. And then from that surgery, I ended up getting something called MRSA, which is MRSA. And it's a really deadly staph infection.
Babe, I've had that, by the way.
You did?
I've had MRSA.
Oh my God. Babe, that's why I've had like 8 surgeries.
Oh my gosh, honey.
It's crazy.
But so, I want to make a note too, because like you're such a light worker. You know, like your energy is so like the empath embodied. And so I think that that will speak to so many of my women as well, because how often do we want to help? We want to heal. We don't want people to suffer the way that we have, but then we put ourselves to the side. Yeah. And like you ended up having this physical manifestation of doing that, which it almost sounds like it. I obviously don't want to interrupt, but it's just, that's just so powerful.
That, you know, please interrupt, you know, I definitely, anything you want to share, it's all, this is what we're here to do, is to share with your family and your tribe. And again, I'm honored to share my story, and I hope that it helps, because it has been such a journey.
And no, keep going. And I keep muting myself, because this microphone picks up everything. So if you don't hear me for a second, that's why.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. So that's, you know, that was a big piece of my journey. Exactly what you said is just, you know, it feels so natural, right? It feels so natural for us to just want to take care and heal and help other people. And it seems like we sometimes think we have an endless source of energy. We get our strength from source, you know, and so and as we heal, we're also channeling the energy through our own bodies, and we're kind of healing ourselves. But we tend to forget we are still energetic beings that live and currently exist, and we're embodied in a physical body. and that physical body has physical needs. And so that's what brought me to culinary alchemy, is just, you know, realizing, yes, there was so much that I was able to do physically with food and nutrition and herbs and supplements and different things that really helped me manage that MRSA, that MRSA, because as I said, it took 8 surgeries and, you know, there's something I'll share, a little bit further along in this, about that. But, you know, after my 4th surgery, I almost died. You know, I had a horrible tear internally with a stitch, and I ended up having massive internal bleeding, like 10-12 days post-op, and it was really scary. And I decided, okay, well then I'm just not going to have any more surgeries. I know what to do. I'm a nutritionist. I have studied all kinds of nutrition. You know, there's holistic, there's Chinese medicine, there's Ayurvedic. Like I know, you know, the ins and outs. And so I know how to put together programs that can manage when I feel that MRSA kind of stirring up and getting a little angry inside my body. And I did that. I did that for, you know, a few more years until it was a combination of probably stress and life. And, you know, our grandmother was not well and dying at the time, and we were her caretakers, and just that brought it all out again. And it's our bodies reminding us, but also the universe reminding us too, that we do have to honor every part of our body. So I ended up having one more surgery, well, 2 more, but you know, it was just a couple years ago to really clear out everything. And that is, again, all been a part of my journey, understanding how to surrender and understanding how to do what I do now with the magic of culinary alchemy to address the physical body, the energetic body, the emotional, mental body, and how to create balance in every one of those bodies. And we can use food and herbs to support our different chakra systems as well as our organ systems to have really optimal wellness and at the very minimum, really strengthen our immune system. So I'm going to take a pause. You can ask me anything you like and tell me what direction you want me to go.
I love this so much. Can you tell us about food and the chakras? Because I think that is such a powerful point that I don't know that it's talked about very often, but I've heard little bits of like information here and there that I found really powerful, but I don't know much about it. And I'm sure all of us here want to know how to strengthen our chakras and strengthen our energy centers, because that not only is that important for this time, but for anything that we're moving through in our lives, like really having healthy chakras and healthy energy. So can you tell us a little bit more about that relationship?
Absolutely. So most of us, you know, in this audience are probably very familiar with our chakra systems, from our root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and crown. We know how our energy centers align with our energetic bodies, and our spiritual bodies, and some of our emotions, right? But those same energy centers actually also align with our physical bodies. So starting with the root chakra, you know, that obviously aligns with, you know, our how we feel grounded and safe and secure. It also aligns with, you know, our blood, you know, our adrenals, our joints, our legs, you know, the muscles in the lower half of our body, our skin, our tailbone, our just our overall immune system, our DNA, our feet, the ability to kind of connect with the earth. So our these energy centers, that root chakra is also responsible for balancing those parts of our physical body. So when we are feeling like we might need more protein, when we're feeling that kind of like fight or flight type of response, and we need to feel grounded, when we're feeling like our adrenal glands or when our stress hormones are kind of in balance, we want to reach for foods that align with our root chakra. So root foods, root vegetables, anything that comes from the earth that's connecting. I mean, that's deeply connected with Mother Nature, Mother Earth, you know, and absorbing the energy and the vibrations of the earth. So root vegetables and any, I mean, you could, we have access to so many, right? Like carrots, potatoes, sweet potatoes, and these super basic ones, but anything that comes from the earth is very, very healing and supportive for your root chakra. Proteins are also very supportive for your root chakra. Insoluble fiber, mineral rich foods, because that mineral comes from the earth. And then of course, you know, if you can't think of any of those, just look for like red color foods, because that also, that aligns and supports our root chakra, which is also supporting those different organ systems. And of course, we also have, you know, all the kind of like science behind it as well. You know, these type of foods are also really rich in antioxidants, omegas, nutrient dense, and different types of minerals that are supporting our physical body. And I can, you know, go into that for like an hour.
I'm like, this is so cool to me. And I know our personalities. We can, like, when we're passionate about something too, we're like, we can go into the deepest of details.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, we can do a follow up on it and we can get into more detail, but I want to at least go through a couple more of the chakras, right?
Yes.
Help. So with our sacral, you know, our sacral, obviously that's, you know, our emotions and our relationships and creativity. And, you know, right now everyone's kind of like been on top of each other in their homes for weeks and weeks now. So that's, there's tension within different relationships. That also kind of affects our, you know, our sexual organs, right? Like our ovaries and our reproductive system, obviously our sacrum, our bladder, our kidneys, and our larger intestines. So that affects how we digest, right? So a lot of people are having more digestive issues. They're not feeling, you know, they're feeling discomfort after they eat certain foods. A lot of that is coming from that kind of emotional imbalance that's happening, and our sacral likely being either blocked or out of balance. So what we can do is, We can eat foods that support the sacral, which nuts and seeds, good dietary fats and oils, keep staying really, really well hydrated, fermented foods. And for people who do animal protein, fish and seafood, tropical foods. And then again, if you can't think of any of these things and you didn't write down your notes fast enough, just think orange, you know, orange type of foods. And that's obviously citrus, even like orange bell peppers. Again, you can use sweet potatoes and squashes there as well. Some of the foods kind of like overlap a little bit in the different different chakras, which is great, right? So you can be covering more than just your root. You're also kind of covering your sacral. And that'll help as well, help support that chakra system. And it'll also help support the organ systems around that chakra. Should I keep going?
I have a question too. Yeah. Maybe we can cover like one of the upper chakras and then everyone... I'm like, maybe you and I will do this on our live. We'll talk about the chakras and the food. And food, because I love this subject, and I love how you marry the energetic spiritual with the physical, with the body. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'd love to go deeper on that. But my question too about the sacral, because I feel like so many people have digestive issues and also maybe feel like don't feel creatively expressed or have healthy relationships to their sexual expression, you know? So it's like, how are those two things so linked, like the sacral to the digestive and creative? Like, how can we nourish that connection, or like, where does it begin first, would you say?
So obviously, like, that sacral area, it's just that zone in your body that is right in the area of our reproductive organs for both men and women, right? So that whole region is about our creativity, our feelings of trust, our feelings of expressing ourselves and expressing ourselves sexually. So that connection is already there through just with our energy center. But because of where it's located, it directly affects our organs. And And when we're feeling these imbalances, when we're feeling stress and there's these blockages, we naturally, our bodies start to create more cortisol. They start to create certain stress hormones. Our body shifts from a parasympathetic to a sympathetic mode, which is that's really the kind of like a fight or flight sort of a mode. And we're secreting these enzymes, you know, and these hormones that are throwing us off balance and they're blocking our creativity. So what we want to do is we want to nourish those parts of our body. We want to reach for adaptogens. We want to reach for adrenal and hormone balancing type foods and type herbs. So, you know, and we can do that with foods. We can do that with tea. We can do that with supplements. And something that I would always recommend is, you know, you kind of want things that are warm and nourishing to that area of the body, which is why teas are so great. So reach for, you know, really powerful adaptogenic and Ayurvedic herbs and roots like ashwagandha, tulsi, which is holy basil, astragalus, ginger, turmeric, elderflower, passion flower. These are all great herbs and teas that come in, you know, you can get them as dried herbs and you can steep them on the stove yourself. You can add them into your food, which is beautiful. You can drink them already bagged up in a tea or make tea yourself in those bags. You can just order them online and they're unbleached and organic bags. You can actually put spices in. And all these are also grounding spices, allspice, cardamom, cloves, paprika, cinnamon. These are all really beautiful spices that not just align with that particular chakra, but it's warming, it's nourishing and soothing. And in Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine, keeping that area warm and soothe is good for reproduction. You know, it's good for stimulating our reproductive organs. It's great for cellular repair and replication. It's great for kind of like maintaining that, the kind of like good fat, you know, the nourishing fat that, because when you're, let's say you're trying to get pregnant, it's so important to keep that area of our body warm, like protected. The body needs to feel that in order to freely, you know, replicate, you know, reproduce and create the cells that we need. Does that kind of answer your question?
It does. You're such a wealth of brilliance and knowledge. Like, that is incredible. 2020 is your year for purpose, power, and prosperity. You babes have probably heard me talk about the Power Babe Mastermind I'm leading with my dear sister and money mentor, Jenna Black. It is getting closer every day, and May is your last opportunity to apply for this life-changing experience. Spaces are filling up fast, and I absolutely do not want you to miss out, so here is a bit more information for you. This mastermind is for my conscious business queens who already have a business and are ready to up-level in a big way. This means that you're ready to scale and step into your highest earning potential and positive impact. I want you to know that taking this step isn't just a choice for you. It's also a gift that you give to the world, because I believe that the world needs more women in their power who are creating services that add to humanity instead of depleting it. Your ideas, your message, your product, and your success are bringing more joy, light, and empowerment into this world. You must know that is how important you are and the potential of your impact in having and scaling a conscious business. If this calls to you, I invite you to apply for the Power Babe Mastermind. Jenna and I will be leading you through group coaching calls and providing tools and resources to help you raise your wealth frequency, create an abundant AF business model, cultivate multiple streams of income, elevate your impact, step into your power as a leader, and live deeply in your worth. We also have next level guest experts who are here to provide personalized attention for your business. We have human design expert Erin Claire Jones, who will be helping you scale your business according to your human design, and Lindsay Simsek and Krista Williams of the Almost 30 podcast, who will be guiding you in growing your community and hiring a next level team. These babes are dear sisters of mine and such impactful leaders that I respect wholeheartedly. I am really excited to create magic with women who are accountable and ready to work hard and smart in the energy of service and love. If you feel like this is you, I want you to head to the show notes and you'll find the link to apply to the Power Babe Mastermind. Spaces are filling up. May is your last opportunity to apply. Please remember this. If you have any questions, just send me a DM at Natalia_Benson with PBMM in all caps in the title. Jenna and I look forward to receiving your application. Love you so deeply. Thank you. I feel like there's so many, like, that's why I wanted to ask about that chakra specifically, because from the way that I've studied and learned about the chakras is like when we're kind of caught in the lowers, when they're not healthfully expressed and we only want to be in the higher chakras or something like that, you know, which is also in itself an imbalance. Mm-hmm. I, in my life personally, have definitely struggled with that chakra and healing it. And even now, even like working with it. And so I just wanted to touch on it because I just kind of had an intuitive hit that my audience may also, you know, have some questions and like just ways to relate to it in a conscious manner. So I love that. No, you answered my question 1,000-fold. And maybe before we move on, like, could you tell us about one of like the upper chakras and maybe how to nourish one of the, because I remember hearing once about the crown chakra, how it's like air, like there's no food associated, but I wonder if you agree with that or maybe what's a way that we can nourish one of these higher chakras.
So yes. Okay. So, and there's one more thing that I want to add when we're done talking about this. Don't let me forget. Ask me about what to say.
You know, about what?
Ask me about what we say when we're handling the foods. Okay.
Oh my God. So, of course. I'm going to write it down.
Okay. So, so with, you know, we just have those seven kind of main chakras that we're always talking about. We have so many more than that. Right. So the thing is with the chakras, we talk about balancing each chakra individually, but the chakras actually balance each other as well. So your root is like a mirror to your crown. Your sacral is like a mirror to your third eye. You know, your solar plex and your throat, they kind of mirror each other. It's kind of this balance, like 1 and 7, like 2 and 5, 3 and 4. So when you want to kind of like help support your sacral, by addressing some of your upper chakras, you want to kind of go towards your third eye. Does that make sense? Because you're...
Oh my God, yeah, that is... I'm like over here taking notes just because this is so beautiful. That is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yay! I don't talk about it that much. Maybe I should talk about it more.
I think you should. That makes so much sense to me. Like, keep going. That is brilliant.
Okay, yeah, so I will. So we know third eye, right? Third eye, that is our intuition, that's visualization, that's, you know, that's kind of like, it kind of rules that part of our mind. That's where we really kind of dive into our intuitive thoughts and power. But because of where the third eye is located, obviously that's also affecting our brain, our eyes, our pituitary, which we already know, but also those neurotransmitters, right? Those neurons. So what we're not realizing is unless we're connecting what's happening with our physical body and our emotional and spiritual body, when we throw off our adrenals, when we throw off, you know, these different hormones that are going on in our system, we're blocking these neurotransmitters. You know, we're not creating as much serotonin and dopamine.
Wow.
You know, so we have to balance both sides. We have to balance upper and the lower. So, you know, that's where sleep is so important. That's why we talk about mood balancing, but your mood and your adrenals, it's all connected. So we want to reach for some of these spices, even though, you know, we can connect these spices as grounding, they're also great for our third eye, you know, and I would say like mood kind of enhancing foods. That's why I like say mushrooms may be really good for that third eye. And even like chocolate, you know, something like chocolate is great. Like a really good, beautiful dark chocolate is also great for nourishing the third eye, not just because it's really high in antioxidants, but it has flavonoids that kind of help reduce inflammation. And when we're stressed and we're creating inflammation in our bodies, in our brains aren't able to produce those neurotransmitters. So dark chocolate does that. It's high in magnesium, these mineral-rich, you know, a mineral-rich substance our bodies need. It's a precursor for increasing serotonin. So these, again, think about what I talked about when I said mineral-rich foods. We were talking about the root chakra. We were talking about the sacral. Now, these minerals, they help our brains. So when it's supporting our brain, it's supporting that third eye. So yeah, everything's connected. And of course, if you can't remember anything, reach for those like blue, purple type foods. Reach for blueberries. That's why blueberries are amazing, you know, because it's not just super, super high in antioxidants and phytonutrients. It's also really supportive for our brain and our third eye and balancing the mood and helping our minds create those really important, like the serotonin and the dopamine that we really need. So I hope that was helpful.
That is incredible. And you know, I had like a bit of a breakthrough as you were speaking, like the idea of the chakras balancing one another, like so the example that you used from the sacral to the third eye. And I think about like for women, when we've gone through any kind of like, let's say, sexual trauma or imbalance of, you know, the sacral energy, right? Which whatever that may be, and how, at least I can say for me personally, you doubt yourself, right? Like you kind of lose that faith, or you can until you heal, like lose that faith that you know that you can trust yourself, that you can have faith in your intuition.
Yeah, you start trusting your intuition. And
that might be being it like way too deep, but like, I mean, I feel like we could talk about the balance of every single one of the chakras and how, especially when there is an imbalance or even when there is like one of the chakras is healthy, as you're talking about, and how it strengthens its polarity, its like upper chakra. I just like, as you were saying that, I was like, God, that is so powerful. And I've never heard that spoken about before. And yet it makes so much sense. And because I feel personally for myself, recently during quarantine, I've been really healing my digestion, healing my gut health, healing, you know, I had like a bit of sexual trauma when I was very young. And I've always had digestive issues. And so recently, especially, I've really been healing and really focusing on healing my digestion. And ironically lately, I have been having these powerful intuitive experiences that I've never had in my life. And I just like, I'm just kind of having like a moment, like
you want to know why, babe?
Up. Yeah, tell me.
Because our gut is literally our second brain.
Yes.
95% of serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter, is actually produced in our guts, not our brain.
Wow.
That's why it's so important to have a really healthy gut. That's why it's so important to feed that gut and feed it these different types of nutrients, because you're actually strengthening your brain. You're actually like enhancing your and developing your intuition even more.
Yes.
So this is how everything is all interconnected. It's all related. And you really do need to have that balance of all your different bodies.
And that's why, like, when we're eating GMO laden foods, chemical foods, foods that are not clean, we don't think clearly. Our emotions are out of whack. I mean, it's amazing how it's all connected. And I mean, I know that this is part of your mission on the physical side, we'll say, for our physical bodies, and taking it a step deeper and further, what, like, can you, okay, like, let's just say, I know many of my women here, they may even be Reiki attuned or they're really familiar with it, but some of them maybe have never experienced Reiki or don't know much about it. Can you tell us, and to be honest, I'm very curious. I actually don't know that much about Reiki, and I love I've had a few Reiki sessions and they have been so beautiful for me. It's been a very, very long time, but can you speak to like that beginner's mind within us? Like, what is Reiki? How do we approach it as human beings? Like all of that good stuff. I'm super fascinated by that.
So I'm so glad you asked that, because that actually leads into what I was telling you to remind me to say. It's so perfect. So Reiki is that, you know, it's that magical component of culinary alchemy. It's the magic that you can do at home. You know, essentially when you're practicing Reiki, and I truly, you can study, it's important, you know, if you want to pursue a path or a career as a Reiki master practitioner, then yes, go study and practice with a master. But truly, we can all do it, you know, and this is what I teach and talk about all the time. When we're practicing Reiki, we're essentially channeling energy from source into a recipient. That recipient can be a person, it can be a fur baby, it can be your food, it can be a place, it can be in a situation, it can be a very specific part of someone's body. It could be an intangible. I can, you know, Reiki my computer, I can Reiki this meeting right now. There are different levels and different techniques to doing it. And I can also send distal Reiki. I can send energy towards someone. It all comes from your intention and your focus. And try visually actually seeing. This is something that I do. If you guys want to try this at home,
do it.
Can we? When you get out of bed, what?
Can we do it right now? Or yeah. are you yeah. saying it like as a practice for future?
Yeah, you can. No, you can do this right now. You can do this at any time of the day. You know, it's great to kind of start your day with it. Or at any time of the day, you feel like you just need a little more certainty. You just need a little bit more energy, a little bit more help, a little bit more power from source. Whatever it is, you're like, I just need a little bit more help. So just stand up, okay? Mm-hmm. So stand up and plant your feet like shoulder width apart and just stand really firm. And then close your eyes, tilt your head up, and then imagine that source is coming through into your crown chakra. Mm-hmm. And some people have a hard time imagining. I close my eyes and it's like, boom, bright light. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing it like forever. So if you can't see that, you can imagine, you can't clear out your head, I will tell people, close your eyes and tilt your head towards the light in the ceiling, you know, even mm-hmm. if it's the light in the room, just to help your mind shift into a space and tell yourself you're receiving this light. You're receiving this light from source. It's going through down from your crown chakra all to your third, your throat, your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral, your root, all the way down, out through your feet, into the ground, down into the core of the earth where it rises up and it blesses all of creation. So this connects you with everything, because when we're feeling uncertain, when we're feeling stressed, when we're feeling all these different fearful feelings, we're feeling ungrounded. And yeah. So connecting with source and connecting with light helps you do that. So when you're practicing Reiki, just in a really basic way that anyone can do, you're basically visualizing and having that powerful intention that you are flooding, you know, something with energy from source. And just remember that you are a vessel. You know, it's not about us, not about you, not about us. It is, we're just a vessel. We channel that. You know, we say thank you. You know, we give our gratitude and grace for that help from source. And we just visualize it going into whatever it is that we wanted to go into. So what I wanted you to remind me of before was, when you're preparing your food or your tea or your lemon water or you're about to take your supplements or your, you know, whatever it is, you are doing it with intention. You know, do it with say affirmations, speak your words of gratitude, you know, put that vibration, that energy from yourself or from source into that which you're doing and preparing. Because that will level up what you're doing. It will raise that vibration and frequency. And especially if it's something you're going to put into your body, it'll instantly increase the vibration within your own body. It'll instantly just raise your own frequency. And that's why, you know, that's why people can make, and they can make their grandmother's recipe over and over and over. And it just doesn't taste like how grandma makes it. Mm. And you could be doing exactly the same. It's because there's just a special kind of love. You can do it with love too, but there's grandma's love. That special love, that energy that she put into it, that's what makes the difference. It literally changes how your body receives it. It changes how your energy centers receive. It also changes how your organ systems and your cells receive down to the cellular level. So it's important that we realize that whether you're a Reiki master or a practitioner or whatnot, we all have this ability. We can all do this every single day, all throughout the day, on our own, to what we put into our bodies, what we're putting into other people's bodies, just by that it's a simple, simple thing. It sounds almost too easy to connect with that source and to channel it into your food. And you just speak your intentions about it, you know, and you speak your gratitude about it. And that in and of itself is like basic, basic, basic Reiki.
Oh, babe, that is so powerful. And just living with intention and seeing and feeling how we impact everything with our voice, with our love, with our gratitude and our intention. That is so powerful. I know I said intention twice, but what can you help us in the way of having more mindful meal times? Like, how can we approach our food and our eating with more mindfulness?
Well, what I was saying earlier is a perfect way, you know, just like having some grace and gratitude when you're preparing the food and then when you're actually eating, but just kind of like remembering where everything came from, you know, just getting really simple and basic about it, you know, where that food came from. I mean, look at right now, we're seeing our healthcare workers and our farmers and the people who deliver our food and how there's so many different ways, you know, that food can receive a vibration. And to be really grateful for where it's come, how it got from wherever it came from to you, and then to make sure that you infuse it with your own energy. To literally say, you know, that's why people say, grace, you know, before meals. It's really about that, again, intention and the energy you're infusing the food with. So as you're preparing, you know, you're saying, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm blessed. This food is beautiful. This food is healing. This food is magic, you know, and just kind of even whether or not you say it out loud or you're saying it in your head is incredibly powerful. And once your focus becomes that, and it's literally like breath work. The reason why breath work is so powerful is because your focus is on your breath. You're not thinking about all these other things. You're just focused on your breathing and counting and spacing. So when you're preparing your food, bring that same kind of mentality to it. Just focus on what you're looking at. We take carrots for granted. Carrots are great for us in so many ways, not just for the vitamins and minerals, you know, not just what it does for our physical body, but what it's doing for our sacral and our root too. We take carrots for granted, you know, and right now it's such an important and beautiful and perfect time to really have a second look at everything that we're putting into our bodies.
Yes.
Realizing that, wow, this is doing so much more for me than I actually ever really acknowledged or gave it credit for. Because a lot of us just eat food as fuel, but it's so much more than that, especially if you acknowledge that it is. So I would say that that's something that we can do. And obviously, you know, I work with crystals as a Reiki master, but just that's a part of culinary alchemy too. So I keep different crystals, you know, in my kitchen and around my food so they can also infuse use that energy into the food as well. So for those of you out there that are crystal lovers like me, just remember that those crystals carry an energy and a power that you can also infuse your food with. You know, it's just such a simple, beautiful connection that you just have to make with your mind and your voice.
I love that. And you know what? Even just in that moment where you said, you know, plant your feet on the ground and like look up and close your eyes and connect to the light, or connect and just like have the source light like come through. Did I understand that properly? I don't know.
Yeah, no, 100%. Because you know, if you can't like visualize that connection and just in the source instantly, that's why I say just close your eyes and just look at tilt your head up to the light in the room, because it'll help get you there, you know?
Yes, I could feel that, and just the power of our consciousness. And then I grabbed my carnelian and I'm sitting on it because I love to like have my carnelian like talk to my root. It's my favorite. I feel like a little mother, crystal mother hen here. What do you feel like, my love, are like some great crystals to enhance well-being and like lower anxiety right now, or even just like what you were just talking about, the relationship with crystals and food? Like, what are some specifics that we can work with? Because I know that you are a crystal expert and you are you respect them and really honor the mineral kingdom, and you know so much about them. So what's like a good way for us, whether we're really versed or we're just approaching a relationship with crystals?
That's a great question. I've had a lot of people ask me about that. I actually have, and people can go on my site too, because I pulled some of like the immune boosting and anxiety relieving crystals out, that they can tap into, and you can read all about it. But, amethyst is a powerful stone of healing. It kind of creates a protective shield around us. It helps to clear negative emotions, which obviously, like we talked about, kind of affect how our mind works, kind of affects our adrenals. It can negative thoughts and stress can affect our immune system. So the amethyst is really, really great for that. And obviously enhances the power of meditation. It's good for our third eye. And as we know, that's the polarity between the third eye and the sacral. Kyanite is another great one. Kyanite kind of helps align our chakras. It's great for communication, especially like right now we're talking about relationships and how there might be an imbalance with our sacrals and our relationships with other people. Kyanite is actually a really, really great crystal for that, because it kind of promotes positive, loving communication, especially during times of disagreement. And again, that also connects with our throat chakra, which we didn't talk that much about. But that's all really helpful. I love, you know, at your event, we had shungite that was in our water. Shungite is such a powerful stone, and it's so highly detoxifying. It has the highest amount of antioxidants. I think I have information on that one on my website. I'm not 100% sure, because we have very special pieces that we just don't have on the site. But if people are interested and just want to know more, I can send more information on it. But shungite is great for, again, negative thoughts and emotions. It's really good for protecting against electromagnetic frequencies, along with any kind of dark stones. Like hematite is another really good one. Balancing, protecting, grounding. These are all great immune supportive kind of crystals. Fluorite is another one that I love. It helps with like focus. It also kind of increases and strengthens our intuition. It's a really good, I call it like a peace stone. And that's another really beautiful stone for immune support, stress relief, anxiety. And pink tourmaline, that's like stone of happiness, you know, it's one of my favorites, along with like rose quartz. They're all, you know, these are all like love stones. And that really helps. Pink tourmaline especially helps during like, you know, emotional distress, stressfulness, anxiety, helps with healing. And these stones, you can hold and sit with them when you're meditating. You can keep them in your kitchen and like literally ask the stones and the energies from the stones to just bless your space and bless your food. It'll help you to digest. I would say some of those are kind of like basic stones that they're really accessible. Ah, clear quartz. We love
that. Our favorite.
Our favorite, you know, that manifestation stone that's literally, it helps to kind of amplify all the other stones around it, all the other crystals around it, amplifies the energy of them. And it really protects our aura. It also helps to, you know, clear out negative energy. It's great for intentions. Labradorite is also great. It's such a beautiful crystal. It's a stone for intuition. It helps us support our third eye, which again helps us support our feelings of insecurity and anxiety, which is associated with the sacral. So, you know, not just with food, but and our chakras, it's like everything's in alignment. Even the crystals are doing it. The crystals are even helping us balance out those polarities with our chakra system.
Oh, I love it. And I love, like, at night or even right now, I'm just like sitting on my carnelian. Like, I love like having at night, like laying crystals on my chakra points.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Putting it on my third eye or just meditating with crystals. I mean, they're just, it's just such a blessing. And I love your approach of just that simple honoring that like everything is within you, essentially. Like, you can make these relationships by simply being present that you can, you know what I mean? Like that it's possible. And one of my last questions for you, babe, I don't even want this to end, but you know, you have obviously built just such a successful career as a conscious woman. And so I wonder if you can offer some advice for women who are either wanting to maybe get out of, especially at this time, you know, we're all really looking more deeply at, you know, is where I am, where I really want to be. And am I filling my purpose and my reason for being on this planet? And so I wonder if there are pieces of wisdom that you can impart for us on, you know, maybe someone who's in a job that they're ready to walk away from or feels lost even at the beginning of having, you know, a conscious service-based business, or maybe feels like, or is highly empathetic and in the space of business. I know that's kind of like a wide array, but just, you know, you have built such a powerful career and you are such like a gracious, kind, and also humble woman for the amount of success that you have. And I value like everything that you say. So I feel like, although that's kind of spanning quite a few different situations, but that you'll have some beauty for us there.
Thank you so much. And for your beautiful words, I appreciate you so much. I'm humbled by your words. I would say, you know, if you're in this place of transition and if you're feeling like you have a calling, the most important thing is you need to get really, really clear about what warms your heart. And it's interesting because I've had different people that have reached out to me just online on Instagram, that I've never even met, but we've kind of worked through this together and their career shifts kind of started off as like not a hobby, but they kind of started on the side, right? They're a little bit uncertain whether or not they really do want to write that book. They really do want to be a blogger, whatever it is that they want to do. Remember that you are extremely powerful. Us women, we are extremely powerful beings. And what you know, you know. So connect first. Clear yourself, clear your mind, connect with your intuition and ask yourself what it is that speaks to your heart. What it is that drives you internally. Okay. And then write that down and start and write that down, and then write down that wish list of what you'd want to create based on that. And then from that, write down your strengths and your weaknesses in relation to that. Because as you're building this, you're a one-person team, right? But there's so many resources, especially now online, people that have passions in places that maybe you don't understand as well. So for me, I need help with technology, you know? So that's somewhere where I know I can, if I can create, I'm a creative, I'll create something and I'll give it to somebody else that helps me do the technology side of it. So that's something that is very doable, and it sounds so simple, but it takes time to sit there and think, okay, what is it that I want to do? I want to leave this job. I love, you know, someone may love baking. Okay, but let's dive into it. How does baking make you feel? Why do you love it? Is it something that's just a hobby or a craft? Does it create stress relief for you? What is it? What is it about baking that makes you say, this is what I love, that you can pull power from the feeling associated to that? And maybe from baking, you realize there's a healing quality to it. Maybe you realize that you're healing others with it. Maybe it's something that allows you to be so creative that can expand into other areas, and baking is just the stem of it. Does any of this make sense?
Yeah, beyond, babe.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure it makes sense. But yeah, you know, you start that way, and it's not as simple as it sounds, because you'll go through five different ideas, and when you connect with your intuition about it, there's only one of them that really pulls that power. And that power is what's going to drive your business, because there will be up and downs, you know? Mm. And there'll always be up and downs as an entrepreneur, and you can go from super highs to super lows and back up, and it's always going to be a lot of work. And you're going to be working kind of 24/7 because it's part of your passion, but that passion is what will drive the direction of where you go, especially in the moments that you need to draw strength, because it might be a down moment, and that is how you're going to find success.
Yes. Oh, I love that so much. And really, as you said here, like it's like, even if you have like your love behind it and you have that desire to help people, even if it's through something, like you said, like your passion is baking, because what happens so often in our minds conversation, mm-hmm. We hear our parents or we hear our grandparents or we hear someone from college be like, well, how are you going to make money doing that? Or whatever, you know, all the old limiting thinking. And it's like, no, if you love it and you create, and it creates solace and space in your heart, mm-hmm. and there's love that courses through it, then you will find a way. And I believe that the inertia of the universe backs us up when we're backed with that energy of just wanting to, you know, give in some capacity, even if it seems like something like totally rudimentary. It doesn't matter. If you want to give and you want to help and serve, then I think that the universe always makes space for people like that. You know what I mean? And
absolutely. And it's not just that, you know, remember, everything is about balance in the universe. Mm-hmm. You know what? At the end of the day, what does karma mean? Karma means we're circling back and resolving and bringing back balance to situations. So when you serve, when the root of of your purpose is to serve, and in whatever capacity, it doesn't matter how or the reason or the theme, if that's where it's coming from, whether or not it's hard at first and you have hard moments and really successful moments, the universe balances everything out. Yes. So yes, we will hear. I heard it. I mean, my family, when I said I was going to be a chef instead of an attorney, they were like, what? Yeah. But it's if you really have that passion, that purpose, and your purpose is to serve and to help in the way that you do, in your special magic, in your special way, in the vehicle that you chose, the universe will always balance it out. So don't you worry, you know, it'll always come back. You have to trust in that. Yes. So,
oh, babe, I love you so much. How can all of my beautiful women find you and keep in touch with you?
Oh, I would love to hear from you guys. This was really magical. I loved it. Well, they can find me on Instagram. It's Chef Serena Poon. and you'll find tons and tons of information there, and also on my website, tons of information on my website between crystals and food and all of culinary alchemy, and that's serenaloves.com. So SERENALOVES.com, and then Chef Serena Poon, and that's, I think, all my socials are Chef Serena Poon. So whether it's Twitter or YouTube or Facebook, they're welcome to join me and my community there as well.
Beautiful, babe. Thank you so much for your wisdom and just your beauty. And just thank you for sharing your energy with us today. I love you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me. I love you. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in. Love you. And I will see you soon.
Love you.
Bye. If this episode has served you, I ask you to share it, to send it to someone where it could make a big difference and help them heal or create a new perspective in their life. Please tag me with your shares, something you learned from this episode or that you loved from this episode at Natalia_Benson on Instagram. Also, please DM me with questions or feedback or whatever. I love to stay in touch with you. Thank you so much for your support. Consider subscribing to this podcast, leaving me a 5-star review so we can continue to grow together. Thank you so much. I will see you very soon. Mwah. Thank you.